Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Universe in Your Hand by Christoph Gelfard is a sweeping, accessible tour of modern cosmology, written by a scientist and educator known for translating complex physics into vivid mental pictures. The book invites readers to imagine holding the cosmos at scale, then guides them outward from everyday experience into the realms of planets, stars, galaxies, and the structure of space-time itself. Along the way, it introduces essential ideas behind relativity, black holes, quantum phenomena, and the origin and evolution of the universe without demanding advanced mathematics. Gelfard focuses on helping readers build intuition, showing how observation, theory, and experimentation connect to produce our best current understanding of reality. The tone is exploratory rather than dogmatic, emphasizing what science explains well and where mysteries remain. For anyone curious about big questions, it offers a coherent narrative that links the night sky to the deepest principles governing matter, energy, space, and time. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, scaling up, from the familiar to the cosmic. A central strength of the book is its use of scale as an organizing tool. It begins with concepts readers can picture, then expands step by step toward distances and sizes that defy everyday intuition. This approach helps clarify how astronomers measure and compare objects across the solar system, the Milky Way, and the observable universe. Rather than presenting space as a static backdrop, the narrative emphasizes relationships, how gravity organizes matter into planets and stars, how galaxies assemble and interact, and how cosmic structures form patterns over immense spans of time. The reader gains a clearer sense of where Earth sits within nested systems and why perspective matters in astronomy. By repeatedly anchoring unfamiliar magnitudes to recognizable reference points, the book makes it easier to grasp why light travel time is a meaningful yardstick, why the sky is a time machine, and why the observable universe is limited by the age of the cosmos. The result is a practical intuition for cosmic geography and an appreciation of how modern science turns faint signals into a mapped, measurable universe. Secondly, Light as Messenger and the Art of Seeing the Universe. The book highlights light as the primary carrier of information in astronomy, showing how nearly everything we know about distant objects comes from analyzing electromagnetic radiation. Readers are guided through the idea that observing is not just looking, but decoding brightness, color, spectra, and timing reveal temperature, composition, motion, and distance. This topic connects the romance of stargazing to the rigor of astrophysics, explaining how instruments extend human senses across radio, infrared, visible, ultraviolet, X-ray, and gamma-ray bands. Gelfard's treatment helps demystify how scientists infer the life cycles of stars, the presence of exoplanets, and the properties of galaxies from subtle patterns in light. Just as importantly, it builds intuition for light travel time, making clear that looking farther into space means looking deeper into the past. That single idea ties together many cosmic stories, from the formation of the solar system to the early universe. By focusing on the methods of inference, the book reinforces scientific thinking claims about the universe are constrained by measurable signals and tested against consistent physical laws. Thirdly, relativity and the shape of spacetime. Relativity appears not as an abstract set of equations, but as a framework for understanding how space and time behave in extreme conditions. The book guides readers through the conceptual shift from gravity as a force to gravity as curvature, where massive objects influence the geometry that matter and light follow. This helps explain phenomena that otherwise seem counterintuitive, such as gravitational time dilation, the bending of light, and the way orbits arise from curved spacetime. Gelfard connects these ideas to real cosmic settings, including dense stars and the environments around black holes, where relativistic effects become dramatic. He also addresses why relativistic physics is not limited to distant astrophysical events, but is a refined description of reality that reduces to Newtonian intuition when speeds and gravitational. Fields are modest. By treating spacetime as something dynamic and responsive, the book offers readers a coherent mental model that unifies motion, gravity, and cosmic structure. This topic equips the reader to understand why modern cosmology relies on relativity to describe an expanding universe, and why space itself can stretch, carrying galaxies apart without requiring them to move through space in the everyday sense. Fourthly, black holes, extreme gravity, and cosmic boundaries. Black holes function in the book as both real astrophysical objects and conceptual laboratories for testing the limits of our understanding. The narrative clarifies how black holes can form from collapsed massive stars and how their defining feature is an event horizon, a boundary beyond which escape becomes impossible. Rather than focusing on sensationalism, the discussion emphasizes what black holes teach us about gravity, information, and the behavior of matter under extreme compression. the reader is introduced to key ideas such as accretion, tidal forces, and the way black holes can influence their surroundings, including the dynamics of nearby stars and the energetic phenomena associated with material falling inward. Gauffart also places black holes within the broader context of galaxy evolution, reflecting the modern view that supermassive black holes occupy central roles in many galaxies. This topic also naturally raises questions that remain open or actively researched, including how to reconcile gravity with quantum physics in the most extreme regimes. The book treats these boundaries as an invitation to curiosity, showing how mysteries emerge precisely where our best theories collide. Lastly, the Big Bang, expansion, and the unfinished story of the cosmos. The book presents the universe as an evolving system with a history, not a static collection of objects. It outlines how evidence supports an expanding cosmos and how that expansion implies a hotter, denser past. Readers learn the broad narrative arc that cosmology uses to describe cosmic evolution, including the growth of structure from early conditions into the web of galaxies seen today. The discussion links observation to theory by emphasizing that major claims are grounded in measurable signatures, such as the large-scale distribution of galaxies and relic radiation from the early universe. Gauffart also helps readers distinguish between what is well-established and what remains uncertain, creating space for topics like the nature of dark matter and dark energy, which shape cosmic behavior while resisting direct identification. The book frames these unknowns as central to the next era of discovery, rather than as failures of science. By the end, the reader has a coherent view of the universe as a process governed by physical laws, constrained by evidence, and still full of unanswered questions. That balance makes the cosmic story feel both intelligible and alive. In conclusion, this book suits curious general readers, students beginning physics or astronomy, and adults who want a single, readable narrative that connects familiar stargazing to the deepest ideas in cosmology. It is also valuable for readers who have tried more technical popular science and want the same concepts delivered with stronger intuition, clearer imagery, and less reliance on mathematics. The main benefit is perspective. It helps you think in scales of time and distance, understand how scientists infer truth from light and measurements, and develop a mental model of space-time, gravity, and cosmic evolution. Those skills transfer beyond astronomy by sharpening critical thinking and making complex systems feel navigable rather than intimidating. Compared with similar introductions, this book stands out for its guided journey structure and its emphasis on building internal pictures of abstract ideas like curved spacetime and horizons, while still respecting scientific rigor and uncertainty. It covers many of the signature themes readers seek in modern cosmology, but it does so in a way that feels continuous and story-driven, making it easier to retain and revisit. For anyone wanting an inspiring, coherent map of the universe, it is worth buying and keeping. If you would like to support Christophe Gauffart, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.